salute all the people that did their flags at half-staff yesterday. I saw most of them had gotten a memo. A couple didn't. But channel NBC Network.
Yeah, so...
you talk about just a gigantic faux pas where you just do it to do it.
All the other networks.
All the other networks did the moment of silence.
And they showed different moments of prayer in different parts of the country.
The one I've watched, they were playing taps in the background and going around to different... Right. I mean, they've showed Oxford, Mississippi.
Yes,
people standing out on a levee with a flag, and everybody was quiet.
Right.
NBC TV, in their infinite wisdom, ran a show and continued to run the show.
The Today Show.
The Today Show. And guess who was on there? At this time, the Kardashians are talking about breast implants.
Yeah.
Every other network.
At least it wasn't Snooki.
You just do it to do it.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that guy. That is negative PR out the wazoo with something that's still 11 years later an open sore wound, or the rest of the networks wouldn't be doing it. And there wouldn't be people standing on levees with flags and all this other stuff. You just do it. And when he told me the Kardashians were on there, I was like, you have got to be kidding.
Yeah, it was Trump. The Kardashians on Tuesday trumped observing a moment of silence marking the attacks of September 11th, an American television news tradition observed by every other U.S. broadcast.
Could you be so stupid?
Didn't do that, and I mean did that, but
that's just
And the Today Show has been they've been suffering a lot lately for the obvious reason. Yeah. So at 8:46, ABC, CBS, and Fox all aired live silent footage of grim-faced firefighters and somber families with various memorials, making the minute 11 years ago. But the Today Morning program at the same moment broadcast an interview with Kris Jenner, the mother of Kim, and the rest of them. Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and NBC has found themselves under scrutiny since everybody else has done it. Yeah.
By the way, guys, this is breaking news. The U.S. ambassador to Libya and three other embassy staff were killed in a rocket attack.
Yeah,
Did that happen last night?
They had a big stink because somebody made a motion.
Is it that same goofball down in Florida?
Same goofball.
Why do they even pay attention to that guy down there?
I don't know. It does
but,
not
but
reflect
But you see that? They killed the ambassador?
Well, first they invaded the Egyptian embassy.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
And they tore the flag down and ran a black flag up there. But they said in that particular instance that nobody had been hurt, but apparently now they have.
As of last night.
You know, and we've talked about this before. There's just certain places in the world we got to just get the hell out of.
They're not going to change.
No, never.
Been the same
never.
Way had all throughout history.
Exactly.
And we can do that. They can do anything that they want, but if we do it, then they just go nuts. So just stay out of it. Then
let's protect our borders and just pull out. Just say you're not coming in and out. You know, we're going to make sure
we'll be over there to get the oil when we want it, and that's it.
What was great was when what's her name, Condoleezza Rice, when all this was going down, they had to notify Russia we're going to full alert status now because the Cold War was still kind of going on. We weren't buddy buddy. She said that she called Putin, and Putin said, "You don't have to worry about us. We're out of the sky. Can we do anything to help you?"
Wow.
And she said, if anything, that day came out, she said to herself, the Cold War is finally over.
Yeah.
It's over now because they said, we're pulling all our planes out of the air. We had a big exercise we were going to do over
there. They didn't like it. They didn't like what had happened. Yeah.
Well, we have Matthew Couch here today. First of all, Matthew, unlike the Razorback team the other day, you did a fine job.
Very good. Who needs Lindy Who? Lindy Who?
Well, you know what the way I figure this is Lindy has now set it up. So Mac can come in.
Come on, give him the credit.
Tommy.
He's no John L.
First of all, you need to calm down and let me finish my thought. I saw that on ESPN yesterday. The guy he was trying to make a point, and the other guy jumped in. He just pushed his chair back like that. and the other guy was shot, and he goes, would you just calm down and let me finish my point? I think Lindy has set this up that it's like a coach has implemented a system, and you come in and run it to perfection.
Yeah.
Run it to perfection from, and you don't have that frantic. Three songs from now, I want you to be on stage, and don't forget to say this. Matt comes up to me and goes, hey, tell me when you want to get up there. If we got to interrupt in between songs, we'll do that. I was like, really? We can just get up there between songs? That is so cool.
You know what? I did the same thing. I said, look, Matt, Tommy's already gone. I don't know where David is. I'm the only one here, so when I get up on stage, I'm going to get you up there. He goes, no, you won't. Just make sure you mention Western Citizen for security.
Well,
and then he's gone.
I try to stay calm, but it is a frenetic pace that it runs at the entire thing.
And Matt takes a lot of the heat fun, off. So he show up and he throws me a calm down T-shirt, and I was like, "This is so cool. I'm gonna put it on right now."
Thanks to everybody that came out. I'm sorry we couldn't. I don't know.
You got an A.
You did. How many burgers?
How many what?
How many burgers?
Burgers.
Ah. It's
a long, you know, I can't believe people stand in line that long. It's amazing to me. I'd be like, oh, I pass. I'm just going to shake, you know.
We went through almost 3,000 hamburgers, and we went through almost 4,000
You know why you don't want to wait in line? You need to calm down.
I know.
That's
true. You acknowledge
and you got
folks,
VIP status.
Acknowledge the folks who were cooking all those burgers, Matt.
Absolutely. Yeah. Western Sizzlin' in Jacksonville. Gosh, and the heat, and then standing there in the smoke the entire day,
and they never their attitudes when I was around them.
Yeah,
anyway,
and it's how can we help you?
Yes,
and that's the same thing. And it is a big project for everybody, and everybody donates time, and the bands they do it for free. I mean, and it's a big, you know, everybody chips in, and at the end of the day, even the bands that are playing for free are saying, "What can we do?"
And that was that was Gerald Grummer, right?
Yes.
From Jackson.
Yes.
He's at Head Honcho, and I met his wife, a sweet lady.
They were working
the
their butts
bands,
off.
The band that I saw that really, I mean, this guy was into it. He stopped. He saluted the troops. He did everything. Was Thread.
Thread. Yeah.
That guy, I had no idea. I mean, he had command of the stage like I haven't seen in a long time. I mean, you get guys up here and sing songs, but this guy had command of the stage.
Yeah.
And he was just as nice as he could be. I was like, oh, God, this guy's really rocking, man. I'm going to hate to ask him if we can get up there in between songs. He's like, hey,
come on.
What, you guys want to come up? Come on up. Come on up.
Yeah.
Like, because he was buffed.
Of course, those are our listeners too, Matt. What an intense group. You know, you come in there and everybody, hey, we listen to your show every day. They're women, they're old, they're young.
There was everything. I mean, it was Noah's Ark in there. There was at minimum two of anything.
It looked like the bar scene from Star Wars.
Absolutely.
Is what it looked like.
Even those who show up intoxicated.
What about the guy? Nobody saw this, but Rainwater and me, and I think you might have seen the guy that passed out against the tree.
Oh, yeah, he did like the zombie walk across the street and then sort of just kind of stammered around for a
minute. And nobody was with him.
And sort of just laid down.
And he had sunglasses on, and he looked he didn't look like a bum. He just sat down, and the rumor was that Pat had dropped him off the night before and said, I'll be back to get you.
When Pat came to do his live shot at 7, he dropped the guy off. No ID.
Listen,
no
Pat ID. And I stayed out at 21 the night before till midnight. Both of us made the live shots the next day on Channel 7.
Let's talk about this, because you got there right when I was just stopping the freakout session, because when I pulled up, it was an absolute
remember that,
war zone.
That storm had come in the night before and blew everything.
Yeah.
You ought to see Resman Golf Course. I couldn't believe
it. It was horrible. And our area suffered about the least damage. I mean, the guys at Party Time did a great job securing the tents. The folks at Arkansas Portable Toilets put those to where they wouldn't blow. You know, they were up against the fencing, thanks to Herald and Fence World. And but again, whenever I got there, all the banners, all the everything is just ripped off. So we do the KATV live shot. Well, instead of doing it in our area, we have to go across the street and talk about our area because you didn't want our area on TV at that time. But
that worked out good.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. So thanks for letting me
Matt is calm and cool and collected, and
he's
just,
big cat.
Yeah,
he's like big cat. Speaking of, before I forget, do you have an ice chest in the van that was left for me to pick up?
I have about 6 ice chests.
You have no
in
idea
that van.
The story that I go. Over.
Is this the Razorback one?
No, it's a blue one.
Okay, well. There's my point. I have more ice chests.
Yes, sir. Okay.
If you left an ice chest or multiple ice chests.
Well, I'll get one of them, and I hope I never see it again.
That's right. Now, call up here and describe it. It's like Lost and Found. Don't just show up and go, yeah, that's my ice chest.
I had a question earlier, too, and I won't ask it again because it is so long. I ran into Glenn Hickey yesterday at Resman Golf Course. He was the first person to ever do live ad-libs in this market in about 1981. He was so successful with his live ad-libs that they ran about 3.5 minutes every time I do one.
Yeah, I remember some of those, not
meow.
That one, but the early ad-libs.
I would go on and on and on, and management didn't care because they were trying
to get
people in the door. Then when other people came in the door and they were only getting 1 minute, they go, what's this guy get 3.5 minutes for? But Glenn was an old buddy of mine. He's back in the state now, and he had a credit manager, and if you can tell me what the credit manager's name was at Hickey Sports, I'll give you Wendy's and passes to the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. There's something terribly unique about his credit manager.
Yeah.
I wanted to throw that out there one more time. If we don't get a winner soon, I'll divulge the information.
That'll be match game today.
We got match game coming up.
Crane blank.
No, we're not going to do Crane.
Okay.
Mark.
Good morning, guys. Roger, to answer your question about deer, I plant habaneros and those ghost peppers around my garden. It kind of helps.
You cruel son of a
Hey, my okra stays. So does everything else.
Okay.
It takes them about 3 years to figure out that it's over with, and they come back in. But
I think I've seen more off-season deer this year than I've ever seen.
I like that there's just deer running around looking for milk after visiting this yard.
There are 13 deer in my backyard every morning, yep. And one of them is a huge buck, and there's about four or five fawns with them. So, man, you guys have fun this year and bring me some backstrap. I got to go. Peace out. Love you guys.
Peace out. Peace out, man. Ben, what's up?
Tommy.
Yeah.
Is the credit manager Helen White?
Nope. That's the second time somebody's held it and said Helen White. It's not Helen White.
I got to go Google Helen White.
Sid.
Yeah, I know it for sure.
Who?
It was Hubert the Bulldog.
That's right. Hubert O'Flanagan.
Hubert the Bulldog.
And the running bit was that the credit manager gets so mad he takes his clothes off and he walks up and down in front of the store. But you got to ask for Hubert. It was an English Bulldog. Big old Bulldog.
Right. Well, Glenn shared an office with my ex-father-in-law, Lando Patton.
Well,
he had a trucking company also.
Glenn's back around. I saw him yesterday and he's healthy as he could be. He's all on the wagon or like the rest of us, and we're going to get some root beer and play golf. But
I got three little grandsons that I'd love to take up there if you can get me hooked me up with four.
Up where?
At the Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You mentioned that. Do we have tickets for that?
It's such a February, is it? Before you hang up.
We give him four?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll give you four.
Not the banquet, just
Roger,
the
I got one other thing for you.
Roger.
What's that?
You know, guess what? They got some bait for deer. It's called deer cocaine.
Yeah, I know. I found it out the hard way.
Roger tried that a few times.
Yeah, well, it was cheap. You know, it's only about $10 for 25 pounds.
Yeah, but my luck, I'd still be waiting an hour for the dude to bring it.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
All right. Hang on so RJ can get it now that we got that out of the way. All
so, right. Matt, what's the score? Well, we're headed to Fayetteville, I know.
We are headed to Fayetteville.
What do we got before then? Anything before then?
Well, looking back, on Monday night, again, we had the Monday Night Football Watch Party with Pat out at Grumpy's.
Yes.
And we do a rock, paper, scissor tournament.
I like
so
it.
So, first 16
like
that are in, bring your A game, get ready to throw. Tonight, we have the Hog Wild Show live at Dugan's with Trey Schaap and Matt Jones. And will Matt be joining us?
Matt is the busiest media man in Central Arkansas this fall. We did Captain's panel last night on KARZ, this morning, and then the Hog Wild tonight.
Right. And it was awesome. I went out last week. It was the second week. And it was a lot of fun. Got to Matt does a great job. Get to meet his wife. It was a great night last Wednesday. Tomorrow night is we kick off our big Downtown Thursdays with Tragically White. And this is downtown.
They're big. They draw more people than anybody.
They should be on
The Voice. Where's it at? Where's it at exactly going to be? Is it in the pavilion?
No, it's at the corner of Capitol and Main.
Oh, that's right. It's down there. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and
wow.
It's going to be each Thursday, starting this Thursday and going through October 4th. And we're going to have Tragically White to kick it off tomorrow night. Boom Kinetic.
What time does it start now, Matt? What time do they start playing?
5:30.
They start
it's
playing
5:30
at 5:30
to 7:30, and we have a permit that expires at 7:30. So I mean, it's 5:30 to 7:30.
That's interesting. Those guys get after it. That's interesting.
And that's a busy night for us too. We've also got the Clint Conk Show live at Stromboli's in Conway with our very own Justin Acree.
Stromboli's.
And Thursday night football at the Tavern this Thursday with Joe from 7 to 9.
Joseph Franklin.
That's the one.
Awesome.
Freak. Yeah, you know.
I say bring back Joe.
He's still here. Friday, you guys, live at Smoke on the Water from 6 to 10.
Smoke on the Water.
And that's a busy day. We've also got a remote RJ out of TMB Auto and RJ at another car dealer, which I can't discuss on your show. But you can see on the events calendar at 1037thebuzz.com. Then, we are headed to Fayetteville.
Can you imagine that? Me, Pat, and Matt are going to Fayetteville
together.
We've
got a house.
We have a house.
You've got living. I worry. That's all I'm saying. We've got the Drive Time Sports Sonic Blast Friday night in North Little Rock, and then the High School Game of the Week at Morrilton. Saturday, we'll be doing the Turning the Tide broadcast in Fayetteville from 10:30 to 11:30 at Grubbs, and that's Grubbs on West Avenue, not Grubbs Uptown. And that'll be Pat, David, Randy, Trey. I'll be there in support, and then Justin and Roger will be in studio. And then we've got the Boston's Razorback Watch Party with our boy, Roger Scott.
Boom!
2:30 on Saturday.
You're taking a road trip up to Fayetteville with these guys and staying in a house. Do you remember what it was like at the live-in?
That's what I'm saying.